Exodus 25. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me a heave offering. Of every one whose heart prompteth him, ye shall take my heave offering. And this is the heave offering that ye shall take of them, gold, and silver, and copper, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and byssus, and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and badger's skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the incense of fragrant drugs, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And they shall make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I shall show thee, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the utensils thereof, even so shall ye make it. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2 cubits and a half the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, inside and outside shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a border of gold round about, and cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them at the 4 corners thereof, that 2 rings may be upon the one side thereof, and 2 rings upon the other side thereof. And make staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and put the staves into the rings upon the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not come out from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony that I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubim of gold. Of beaten work shalt thou make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub at the end of the one side, and 1 cherub at the end of the other side. Out of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubim at the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch out their wings over it, covering over with their wings the mercy seat, and their faces opposite to one another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be turned. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above on the ark, and shalt put in the ark the testimony that I shall give thee. And there will I meet with thee, and will speak with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, everything that I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. And thou shalt make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, and make upon it a border of gold round about. And thou shalt make for it a margin of 1 handbreadth round about, and shall make a border of gold for the margin thereof round about. And thou shalt make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings at the 4 corners that are on the 4 feet thereof. Close to the margin shall the rings be, as the receptacles of staves to carry the table. And thou shalt make the staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and the table shall be carried upon them. And thou shalt make the dishes thereof, and cups thereof, and goblets thereof, and bowls thereof with which to pour out, of pure gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt set upon the table showbread before me continually. And thou shalt make a lampstand of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the lampstand be made, its base and its shaft, its cups, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same. And 6 branches shall come out of the sides thereof, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side thereof, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side thereof, 3 cups shaped like almonds in the one branch, a knob and a flower, and 3 cups shaped like almonds in the other branch, a knob and a flower. So in the 6 branches that come out of the lampstand. And in the lampstand 4 cups shaped like almonds, its knobs and its flowers, and a knob under 2 branches of it, and again a knob under 2 branches of it, and again a knob under 2 branches of it, for the 6 branches that proceed out of the lampstand. Their knobs and their branches shall be of itself, all of 1 beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the 7 lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may shine out before it, and the snuffers thereof, and the snuff trays thereof, of pure gold. Of 1 talent of pure gold shall they make it, with all these utensils, and see that thou make them according to the pattern which hath been shown to thee in the mountain.